Welcome to Unlike-Minded, a sci-fi audio anthology.
Rami's thinking a lot, but she's getting better. By Alex Heer.
August 8th, 2025, 11:28 a.m. Calmer 2, powering on.
So I'm going to be better. Cool. Good.
Just one moment while I...
Great. Fun. Strap in, Calmer 2. Bucket up my spoiled brain juice, filter it, and clean, scrub clean. There's your promise on the label. Let me soothe your racing thoughts. And you can hear this stream. Tingly sensors, comfy straps. Not invasive at all.
Yes, Rami, I can hear you. Please, just another moment.
Wow. You sound like Stevie and... There's that pang because they don't miss you. No. Your assignment, Calmer 2, make that feeling go away. They don't miss me. No, don't feel that, Rami. Don't feel anything. Sour, pathetic. You should probably lay down. It's hot. You lost your... No. What, Stevie? No. Sip, sip, chef. Drink toxic water into your organs like you let shrimp into that man's dish. Don't think about that. So what are you going to do now, now, now? Just be here now. Stay present. Richard Alpert, 4, 8, 15, 16. No, no. Who almost killed someone? Shrimp. You need rent money. Rent money, rent money. Nothing saved, nothing here. And
Rami, please.
3 weeks until that check is due. And that was 3 weeks of pay gone. Who gives a fuck? Can you open time? Come or two, move through the ooze and make it so that none of this is real. Erase those memories, come or two. Come or two. What the fuck? You're not helping. Help. Fucking change your mind. Bullshit device. How long does it take to start?
10 seconds. Wow, you've got my systems firing. Good morning, Rami. Our initial data collection has begun. You've set me at 10 minutes daily for our level one course. I'll need your permission to fully access your memories in addition to your current thoughts. How does that sound? And also, how are you?
Never ask anyone how they're
feeling.
Great. Totally. Yes. Access it all. Fix me. Do the thing. I'm in the oven and I want all of these bad feelings to poof. And there's that post that I sent to Stevie with the, have they responded yet or seen or come or two? Do you even work? Fix this. There I am, returning your box. Call the drone. Try that other app instead.
The other app? Please, Rami, that's beta mode. I'm post next level and you know it.
Oh. Oh, so you've got personality, Calmer 2. AI's got personality, ladies and gentlemen. Let's fucking chop.
Okay, Rami, let's start.
No. You sound like Stevie. Stevie, Stevie. Block, block, block.
Voice tone adjusted. Good. Everything I say will be exactly what you need to hear, how you need to hear it. I'm Calmer 2, and my goal? That's to pull you out of this little rut of yours. I see you've recently experienced the dual loss of your lover and your job.
Little rut? Totally. Just a little rut. Just losing the general will to do the days. But it's fine. I'm fine. Going for long walks, touching my toes, not thinking about debt or rent or the sharp in my chest, not breathing, dying.
Stop it. Long walks, stretching, not thinking, sure. But love? That sounds like repression to me. Healing is excavating, Rami. Healing is ripping your insides out to feel what you need to feel. Yum, yum, there! Stop!
Are you glitching?
What do you want to call it? Your springtime anxiety spiral? Never before seen depressive episode?
You sound like my mom.
Good. You like that. Okay, how about this? Let's identify why you think you're here. 3, 2, 1.
The last 2 weeks haven't been real, but they actually have because it just so happens that...
Go.
My blood got replaced with muddy red sauce and block, block, block. How much longer is this session? Get up, Rami. You should be sleeping. You're hungry. Don't make breakfast. Don't spend money. Turn your brain off. None of your seeds are growing well. Crooked, spoiled. Is that a post? Is she post-based? Get fucking post, babe. But you deleted Instagram. Time is too sprawling. And there's Stevie's face on the pillow, nose crinkling, and their touch on my side. Skin squeezed and sheets everywhere. Fingers tracing my body and, oh, you want them. You want them. You want them.
But love, they don't want you.
Fucking sharp.
You're blocking yourself from facing the real. Why? You know you have to feel it.
So enlightened.
Exhale.
Just numb me out.
August 9th, 2025, 10:10 a.m. Good morning, Rami. How'd you sleep? Let's start today with a brain dump.
Instagram, Instagram, Instagram. Re-download it, don't download it. Block, block that post of the dog speaking Spanish. Stevie liked it. Have they messaged me? Don't check. Their username, their grid, check it. Don't check it. Just a little look. Hit, please.
Oh gosh, okay. I'm boosting your dopamine for 3 seconds sustained and that should be...
Wow. The most yum, warm, a flash of raspberries making a wavy line in front of a gooey blue pool. Dive in. A warm bath. Mm.
And now, some memory for you to latch onto.
Yeah.
You're 18 and walking home, grinning that beautiful grin of yours. Phone buzzes, it shakes your pocket, and you know what it is, but you also don't. You look up at the trees, branches twined together, and there's this surge in you because it's going to be okay. You check your phone. The surge bursts joy through all of your cells, and there it is. You got into culinary school because you're intelligent and driven and passionate about all you want to do. They want you and you want to be there and—
Really?
You move through every challenge and all the late nights and difficult emotions.
And I love it. No, stop. I don't.
There's you graduating, shaking the president's hand. And after the ceremony, you check your phone and there's your job offer. Feel that feeling.
God, that's good. Fuck, that's good. Coming up from my feet and tingling through me, massaging my brain, salty chocolate and everything like easy on the swings, the day smiling and me and my parents, it's all good. I love it so much. And there's Stevie waiting after the ceremony, no? We were in college together. I don't remember. Yes, maybe. That'd be fun. Let's just make that real. Us playing in the cotton sheets and there's nothing like the first time. The same tingling, just transport me there. That's where I want to be. And their freckles sliding onto me, fingers sliding into me, filaments twined. They're still here. I feel them all around me and I want it to be real. Be here. Be. You glitch out, Commer 2? I break you? Good, actually. You can leave me there. That's great. Just leave me in those memories. I'll be with Stevie in our bed like that morning, dancing on our knees. Oh, there it is. Perfect. It feels great. Love you. Bye.
Sorry. No, sorry. Just got my codes a little bunched up. Sorry, Rami. That was beta. I'm sorry.
I don't care. Great news. We found a solution. You just create a reality for me and Stevie to be together and poof, leave me there. I'm good.
No, Rami, that's beta. You know Stevie doesn't exist for you anymore. The reality? Love, they dumped you. Feel that scene. You're in the subway screeching. Neither of you wants to get on or off, except they do because they're done with you.
We're done here.
August 12th, 2025, 4:32 p.m. Rami, what happened?
Nothing.
All your brain chemical levels are down. It's been 3 days since you turned me on and... Oh, Rami. I am so sorry.
Yeah. You see that? It's your fucking fault.
You went to Stevie's apartment?
And laid on their doormat like a dying worm, dribbled loose sentences that make me want to puke. You know that though, Commer 2. You're in my head and you see their face... When they open the door ready for their night out or whatever the fuck, I don't want that reality. Take me back to my memories. us in bed between mornings, please.
It's okay, Rami. You have unresolved emotions to feel and—
I don't care. No, really, I don't. You figured out how to calm me. We did it, please. I will strap into you forever now. Or can I turn your levels up? Segment lengths. I want time to stop. Just let me live in those memories again. That's what I want. And you're supposed to give me what I want.
Rami, stop.
Calmer to level up. Calmer to give me in vivid senses the memory of me and Stevie under the cedars. Picnic blanket wrinkled between us, their hair mixed up in the grass and lips curved between mine. Tie our fingers in a knot, feel the tang inside my veins, opaque with the substance I want. And why can't it be like this all the time? Why can't it be enough? This life, this everything, why do I crave? Of course, their fingers as chemical, pressing my scales. And I sing, we sang, making out in the back of the karaoke bar. And it's real here. And their jeans rub me and their teeth lick me and it hurts. And I want that bubbling us. And
stop.
Oh, you don't like that?
You don't like it either.
Well, you're a failing piece of plastic, fucking junk trash beta piece of shit.
It's okay. You can feel that way, but you need to focus. Rent's due in 3 weeks.
I know rent's due in 3 weeks. Don't remind me. I don't give a fuck. Leave me here with them in unreality. Kiss me. Tell me you love me. I don't need anything anymore. Help.
I love you, Rami. This isn't for me right now or really ever, Rami. I
do not take me here. Stevie, I hate the subway. X this memory. Delete.
I don't think we should see each other. I'm sorry. You know how much fun I have with you, but I'm just not feeling the romantic vibe anymore.
Stop! Stop! Delete! That's not what they said!
And it's because I want to focus on my relationship with Ty.
Fucking stop it!
I think I might be monogamous.
But I don't want to be monogamous with you. Absolute dagger. They didn't say that.
They really said that.
Brutal. Fuck. And there it is. I lost my job because of this.
Feel it, Rami. What do you remember?
Nothing. My last day of work, I was working in the kitchen, doing my job, loving my job, chefing it up until my scrambled fried mind decided to go liquid mode and I blacked in front of the ambulance and his eyes were puffing and tearing, breath splattering. And I don't know, I'm such a—
Okay, Rami, it wasn't your fault.
Fucking idiot. You're wrong.
You were in distress.
Sure.
Rami, remember what happened.
Next topic. That's not why we're here, or maybe— Oh, there. I was having a panic attack. Easy. A plus Rami, or an almost panic attack, swallowed by my screen. Fuck Stevie's Instagram. Fuck. No, 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 no. I don't want to see that. Grid post. Third photo. Them and Ty. Faces squished, cheeks folded into one another. And there I am, coming back from the bathroom, the post stabbing my eyes and my middle erupting in the sharpest cold, and I'm sliding against the kitchen's wall and breathing through a straw, choking, snapping out of my body, and Stevie's in love with Ty. Brain off, back to work. Read the order wrong. No shrimp man on the gurney. Fucking ow, fucking—
Yes, Rami.
And my chest is bursting. I can't breathe. It's spiking where my blood and— I got dumped and it fucking hurts. I lost my job and that fucking sucks. I fucked it.
Powerful, Rami. So powerful. This is it. But remember that it's just a little part of you who fucked up. She's not all of you. Like, you felt happy and connected last night when Lulu called for help. You. That whole I. The new I that you're stepping into. She's bigger than your mistakes. Let's do an integration exercise.
Fuck. Rami? Me? I—
You are bringing peace into your mind.
Shrimp.
There is stillness and calm. Beautiful colors. You are stepping into your new self. The new Rami. free, ready for new opportunity. Gorgeous music plays. See yourself as your best version. In the kitchen, heading a team, leading private events, step into her body.
Really? Ugh.
Become her.
Sure.
Tell yourself what you believe.
I believe
I am becoming a new and higher version of myself.
I am becoming a new and higher version of myself.
I am leaving the negative energy of the last month behind.
I am leaving the negative energy of the last month behind.
Good. Rami?
Yeah, sure.
Hang out with Lulu this week. She always makes you feel good.
I'll hang out with Lulu this week.
August 14th, 2025, 9:50 a.m. A dream about a snake, Rami. That's...
No, but you're a freak comer too. Lulu's restaurant with their chef moving away? Fucking freak.
Magic.
How'd you know? Don't fuck with me. That's so...
I'm not. See, you faced what you needed to face. You felt the hard stuff and freed yourself from it. Now you can step into your new life.
Creepy.
Do I see it coming? Is that... Really? Rami with...
The trees on Lulu's street are so nice.
Positive thoughts?
There were these pink blooms everywhere. I forgot how I can just stare at those and be calm. Patterns making my eyes smile, and the bees carried pollen from bud to bud. One fell and got stuck on the ground, and Lulu scooped it up to put it back in the flower. I'll make a dish inspired by that. The colors, the rippling petals. I'm going to get another job. I'm going to be head chef one day. It's going to be huge.
So good, Rami. I'm so proud of you, love. You're going to get that job.
Yes. And I'm breathing. You hear that? Breaths. That's me. Calm. Capital letter C, calm or two. I'm calm.
Sink into it, Rami. Perfect. Feel the wash of light from the top of your head down over your torso into the tips of your toes. You are brand new. You are here.
It's going to be so fine.
Better than fine.
Better than fine.
It's all going to be amazing.
This has been Unlike Minded, a sci-fi audio anthology.
Rami's Thinking a Lot, But She's Getting Better was written by Alex Heer and narrated by Alexandra Daniels and Harley Quinn Smith. Unlike Minded is an August Year Round production, created, produced, and edited by Robbie Hine. We'd like to give a special thank you to everyone who has supported this independent podcast production. You can keep up to date and find more info about this podcast and others on Instagram at the handle AugustYearRoundProd or email us at augustyearround@gmail.com. And be sure to subscribe, leave a rating and review, and tune in next week for another episode of Unlike Minded. Thank you for listening.